Well, certainly some of the legislation that I had an opportunity to be a part of, one would be the industrial hemp legislation, which I think is going to be of benefit to farmers throughout Pennsylvania. It will give us a new cash crop that will help to improve our farm income. I'm very happy to see that happen, and following the regulations as they roll out, the idea is that we're going to get seed in the ground in Pennsylvania next spring, and we'll be growing hemp, at least experimentally, and then on to a bigger industry. Certainly the medical cannabis, I think, was something that was very important for us to get done. There's opportunities there, certainly from the business aspect, but from the pure humanitarian impact. This will help many families in need who have not found another medical alternative to some of the medical issues that they face, particularly young children. So I'm very happy about that. Most recently, we were able to pass legislation regarding truancy and how we deal with that in Pennsylvania. That was very important legislation to me from the standpoint of, in Berks County, we've had a number of high-profile cases, including one where a mother was jailed because of the truancy of two of her children and ended up inadvertently passing away in the county jail. That was, I think, a message to all of us, a wake-up call, that we needed to do something to address this issue, starting back in elementary school when truancy really begins. This legislation will help us and school districts, as well as social service agencies, work with parents so they can address the underlying causes of why their kids aren't going to school. And it will also help parents who have children who are chronically ill and miss school, and those come out as unexcused absences, and then they run into trouble with the school district and ultimately with law enforcement. We want to take the law enforcement piece out of that and work at fixing the problem at its roots. This legislation didn't go as far as I would have liked it to have, but that's part of the process, is, you know, trying to make something better and accepting what we can get and then moving on from there. I think this will advance the cause greatly for us. There were a number of other things, but looking forward to the future, certainly in Pennsylvania as we go into a new budget year, one of the things we're really going to have to focus on, in my mind, is job creation, building our workforce, investing in our community colleges and higher education so that we have the education for our young people so they'll stay in Pennsylvania. So our employers will stay here because they have a workforce that they need to get the job done that they want. So we'll be looking at that, how we enhance those efforts, how we help workers. And one of the ways that we do that, and particularly for me as a woman, I'm looking at early childhood education and how we can improve that, how daycare becomes more affordable for young families, how we look at children with special needs through early intervention, you know, how we make that transition from a toddler to, you know, going to elementary school. That's when we know we really have a chance to improve children's lives. So that's a piece of workforce development as well, because we can predict by the time children in third grade are in third grade how successful they will be in the future. It's astounding to know that, but it's true. So that means we have to make that investment quite early. And I'm excited. I'm really, really anxious to get back to Harrisburg and start working on some of these issues and playing my part in helping to get things done for the people of the Commonwealth. And I'm looking forward to it.